Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everybody. I got a couple special guests coming in later on today. Larry McKenzie, we always talk. I told him I wanted to make sure he got ahead, talked about the show. I know he's going to do it every time, about this time. He'll be on a little bit later. It's like about another 5 or 10 minutes. I've just been talking to him. He's got a show coming up this week, and wish everybody go support him. You know, he had a major operation, and he came through. Flying Colors God was with him. And he's always supporting everybody. So going out there, if you're out in that area, go ahead, you know, support him. I will have him come in here in a little bit. Also, we got Dion. He has a race in MRI. He's got his going off his debut first race of the year. Kickoff. His race is in Buzz Creek, Maryland this week. So if you're in the area, go out there and show some support there. That also, we got a lot of stuff coming up. I know I've seen a lot going on. We got something new coming in. I know everybody's been asking for the rain date, and the only reason why I didn't give do the rain date, and I did have a chance to put the rain date. They gave me the first one, and I didn't want to give it to anybody because I didn't want to say that. I didn't want to do that because I knew it was already, me and Dexter made the decision. And that was on Wednesday or Thursday when I first, before I was coming down, and he gave me the date. He said, you can have April 13th, and I wouldn't do it because These other guys had their show on April 13th, so I don't put it on top of nobody's show. I'm just looking at the calendar. We've been looking to make sure so we don't touch nobody's show, but we will have a rain date at Gallant. So you guys just hold on. Just give me a shot. Wait a little bit. I just want to make sure I got everybody's thing. I don't want to be stepping on nobody. So, I mean, that's one thing I don't want to do. Dexter will tell you. We decide. It was a great little time, even though we went out there. I know I was just basically out there testing and having fun with everybody. It was great seeing a lot of these guys I ain't seen in a while. A lot of guys came down from up here, which then told me ahead of time they were coming regardless. Told me, you know, just come down there and let's just have a good time. So we did. Shout out to all you guys that came down and helped out. I got a shout out to these guys, a special thanks to Fat Daddy, Kane Carolina, all the women, I don't even know their names, for all of them that came through and helped out. So I didn't have to bring no grill down there and everything. They made it happen. They were there ready to go. And we had a great time. So I made sure, instead of waiting for another day, I decided, heck with it. What better thing? Let's cook on out on Thursday. Place was packed like crazy out there, and we had a good time just goofing off and having fun with it. But I got to make sure these guys got their shout out because they, it wasn't for them, man, helping out. That's what I was already a little tired, but they made it easier for me. I didn't have to do the cooking. Basically, they did their thing. Also, shout out to Dexter for cooking that alligator. Came out real good. Tasted good. Kane Carolina was on the ribs. The fish, I got to say, came out really good. Fat Daddy and sisters and everybody that was there. They served people. They went and bought the plates, everything. The brisket. The whole bit, man. They did a job, man. When I say did a job, we supplied, made sure we got the food and everything. You know, they did the cooking, so I didn't have to cook. Just one time I was to sit back and enjoy myself, eat, drink, have a good time, have fun, and, you know, doing some testing. That was the whole thing was about. That was my whole thing. I say the same thing. Shout out to the guys that came from Maryland. They came out there, you know, they did their thing also, testing and having a good time, whether it be Jeff, Jason Gray, Mark Hayes, Nephew Pete's crew, those all those guys showed up, and I was like, that was something good. They wanted to get some testing off. They really wanted to get a show off, but, hey, all I can tell you was it was a little funky with the weather, and I'm sorry to tell you, but I didn't want to try testing, but it was kind of in a way, a good way. Even though we lasted for a long time for Friday, I just didn't want to take a chance and tell you guys come out there and then we're taking a chance, you know. I know a lot of guys say, oh, man, you guys are still doing it. We could have did it, but, you know, I just didn't want to have anybody out there being disappointed. I'm just being real about it. You got a lot of guys that don't care that told me ahead of time. Those ones that didn't care that wanted to go regardless. That's the reason why I decided, heck with it. I'm going on down and cook for them and everything else, have a good time. But it was more about having fun than anything else. And I'm telling you right now, that's what things starting to get back and starting to be where I want it to be, being fun. If it ain't fun, I don't want to do it, like I said. Ain't nobody going to stop me from doing what I do. And we're going to keep it moving. I know a few people told me certain things they're going to be ready for later on. They're going to get their stuff together. And it was kind of a test practice run for us to, with these haulers to make sure that we can be able to move cars around like we want. Had one little hiccup with the guy coming in through there because he didn't know too much about the area. Passed the place up, went further down to South Carolina, had to come back. Like, oh, my gosh. But he made it back. He got there. So we made the best of it. And we'll be moving along a lot better this year, a lot better. I see it already. I'm looking down here now. I just want to make sure Larry didn't hit in yet because Larry does have quite a bit of stuff. Also, matter of fact, I got to call this guy in because he. Let me just make sure if he's here or not. Larry, if you are there right now, hit the one button. If you are there, Dexter, you hit your one button also. Got so many numbers sitting down here. I just want to make sure I got them in. Nope. Well, you guys, I guess if you can't, because I don't see your number up, Larry or Dexter. I know you guys told me you're going to hit it. Let me just make sure it's working. Kane, hit your one button. Let me see if you got on here. I don't know if it's working then or not. Hold on 1 second, guys. Let me just see something. Jeff Rogers, hit your one button. Let me see. Hold on. Let me see what it is. I got one.
It working,
44-8596. Your mic is open.
It working, Joe.
Okay, okay. No, I'm seeing numbers. I'm not going to lie to you. Nobody was hitting it. Oh, okay, okay. How's everything, Silver Hawk? Thank you.
I'm all right.
Yeah,
I'm all
right. How you doing, Silver Hawk?
Okay, down here in Georgia.
Down there in Georgia?
Yep.
You got to come back here and then go back down again?
Yep.
Woo. When you going to be down? When you going to go back?
Saturday.
Oh, you're gonna just drive your regular car, or you driving the work truck?
No, I'm on the work truck.
Okay. Oh, so you don't think you're gonna be able to make Larry's?
I don't know yet. I won't know till Thursday. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. No. I know that feeling there. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I want to take the, like I said, I was going to leave the vet out there. And I had that freaking limb finger box mess up on me out there, the control box. And I don't know. I got to take this transmission down and bring it to the thing. See if I can fix it in time. And if everything fixes right, then I'm going back down there. I want to take that ride. Hopefully it ain't bad that I can be able to put it on there. Roll on out. So we're going to find out for a little while. I bought my Corvette out there, and I end up on it. I got a limb finger box on the thing. It automatically shifts the car. You know, everything controls it, the computer, everything. And I don't know what the hell it did. It did something. So it was just hit me banging on a chip now, and I had a problem. It whacked out the other night when I drove it home coming from my son's shop. And I was like, what the heck? So I got to see what that is. Hopefully, we got to put the HP tune on it first, and it'll tell you. Maybe it won't cut the thing off. It either can be a bad the computer thing, could be the box, or sometimes I'm hoping it ain't. But they say it also could be a bad transmission. So that's what I'm hoping it ain't. So but once I put it on
it might be the other thing, too,
tomorrow. Huh?
It might be the other thing, too.
What's that?
The driver.
No, it ain't the driver. Look this way. Look. You lead a car. My car that with the overdrive transmission and it does a limp thing about. No, I'll just tell you what happened with the limp thing about. You leave it in drive.
Right.
When you just slow it, it's gonna go through a whole motion. Everything gets shifted on the computer. Boom, ba boom. You ain't got to worry about nothing. It goes through the whole thing. That whole box takes care of everything. But even when, I don't know, I just try to do it manually, and it wouldn't work that way. I'm like, So hopefully everything works out. I mean, it ain't nothing crazy. At least the motor, everything else is good. But I want to be able to spray, hit the button on it, and, you know, you can't be messing around. The damn thing don't shift on you, so you know how that goes. So, but either way, we had a good time. Have fun with it. I'm going to keep on rolling with it. That's all I can tell you.
That's good.
Definitely going to roll.
That's good.
It's going to be a totally different area. I mean, different thing. I know we're going to Indiana this year, so it's going to be, we're going to roll with it. Oh, as a matter of fact, we ended up getting a new little car. We got in the camp, too. Another one. got something though. So we got some nice little car to play around with, a little small tire car. So it's gonna be something we're trying out real soon. But just got the thing last night. So it's gonna be pretty good. Have some fun. That's all we wanna do. As long as we can have some fun riding around. Just wanna stay in our lane and have fun, but that's all. But hopefully things go like we want. How are you making out with your car anyhow? Are you going to be ready?
Cool, me?
What's up, Buck? Yeah.
Cool.
Going to be a while, though.
Yeah, it'll be a while. I ain't thinking about no car right
now. Okay.
Yeah.
Got you. Yeah. I got you. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Do it at your pace. That's all I can say. You know?
Yep.
But hold on one second, because I got to make sure I got everybody. I see these numbers popping up like crazy now. And like I said, let me just make sure. I know Ghetto Cowboys on here, too. 845-0695. Your mic is open.
Hello this evening, guys. Hello, hello, hello.
What's going on, Cowboy?
What's going on, Joe? What's going on, Sue?
What up?
What's going on? Look like you guys had a great time down there, Joe.
Huh?
You know, you guys had a good time. I said you guys had a great time down there on Thursday.
You know, the funny thing was, and like, we just we stayed overnight, Friday, whatever. Well, we hauled butt up to Maryland it messed my whole time up. We hauled butt out there like this. We went out there, right, we rode up the road. We went to Maryland Live out there. That was the only bad time we had.
Oh, man.
We messed around in that casino. We was up, but, you know, we didn't want to leave. One of those guys. And now you winning. Instead of walk away, you think, heck with it. I'm going to try to get rich. Now we're taking our own money. I think everybody did the same thing that night. Every last one of us. So all due respect, we had a good time, and we'll keep it rolling. Well, you know the program, what we're doing now. You heard about it.
Yeah, that's about what it is, man. This is what, you know, like when James introduced me to the Grudge World and, you know, introduced me to you and everything, and that's what it was about. You know, I'm used, you know. And I was just watching, you know, I was just looking, observing, and like I still do now. And, you know, it seemed like, you know, 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013, it was great. Everyone was having fun, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I wasn't involved, but I was at the races. You know, I was watching and just looking. You know, I was like, oh, what is this, you know? So hopefully this year we could do the same thing, you know. You know, like you said, traveling.
We're going to meet, you know, they all asked me to get a meeting together with everybody, all the guys from Long Island, which they know. And we're going to meet this here Saturday, I think at lunchtime, we're all going. And at the one place.
You guys always do it when I work.
And plan.
You guys always do it when I'm working.
Man, come on.
I'll get the info from you or Terrence or Phil, you know.
Because we're going to pull you. I'll just have it on the phone. I'll let you listen to it. It's no big. There's no secret, but they was asking when we want to go first and get everything done. So basically, honestly, tell you the truth, we're working on something now. You see how the car carrier was. We had the one there, and then we got the open one. And, you know, Clarence has got one for sale. If anybody looks for one brand new one, too. But it's open. That's a nice one. You know, you just got to have a decent. Yeah. You just got to have a decent pulling truck, a good truck, but it's brand new. And that's how we're going to roll.
That's what I'm working
Chicago.
On.
We're planning on, like you said, we're going out there. We're going to do that thing. We roll them together. Everybody has to roll. We all going to put our cars on. And what we're working on now is that bus. So that's why I let everybody know when they get there so they know the deal, what the deal is on the bus and everything, so we can have our own personal bus. And it's not going to be like what everybody else thinks. So basically, honestly, K2 is going to be one. It's actually going to be me and Terrence's bus. That's what it's actually going to be. I'm buying half. You buying half. That's how we're going to roll it. We're going to keep the thing going. And basically, we can get on the bus, and everybody's on the bus together, but the cars will be going down on the other way. So it's going to be a little different.
I almost bought a bus a couple years ago, Joe.
I'm mad at myself. I should have bought it. You know, it's a shame because the prices that they want for you to go, and even though the bus is sitting idle, for me, they had took the bus from here to Gallant. I had one bus, but that was the cheapest, for $8,900. The bus that we wanted to take was $13,000.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
that's the deal. And meanwhile, the bus would be just sitting there for 2 days, but it's still, they charge you that much money. So that was the problem. So we're going to move it a little different. We got an idea, we just figured, why turn around, keep on renting something when you can have it on your own? You know, we're doing a couple of things. We're actually going to Maryland to, I forgot the name of this guy. What the heck is his name? Oh, man. It was a blues singer and stuff that's going on. Something going on over there. Supposed to be really good. But that's what he's planning on going
there,
too.
There's a bus. There's a bus.
There's a lot of things you could do with a bus, right? Racing season, go to races, right? When it's not racing season, you guys will go to a casino. Everyone want to go to a casino? Load up the bus. You know, you can make little trips.
Well,
each person pays a little something. You know?
Well, everybody knows this. And listen, you want to hear something crazy? And everybody, all my guys over here, put this place in Long Island.
Yeah.
When it's hot, and it's really hot, we don't even turn around. Now, we're not even going to the track. But guess what? We're all together, and we're on the boat. You see you'll see us sometime on a fishing boat.
Yeah.
We go out. We get on the charter. We all on the thing, talking crap, having a good time. There's a big difference in it. There's a lot of things everybody thinks. The racing thing is the only thing we do. We have fun opposite besides the racing. So it's not all the time about racing. Sometimes we just go out there to meet up with everybody else and have some good time. So we're gonna bring that. They like that. They want to go ask me, can they come with me or whatever. Sometimes they say, well, I'm my car's full, you know, because everybody is normally rising and go, so we can't really do nothing. You know, but now if we got the bus, everybody can pack the bus in, and we can have a ball. So that's what we plan on. When we're taking that bus down there, we're gonna have some fun with it. We're gonna have some real good fun. But all I can say, you know, we this year is gonna be a little different. And already, Terrence C. Howe having fun with it, and how he was acting up. You know, that was my first time eating alligator out there. That was something, just looking at something I ain't never seen before. But you know what I mean? It was good too. So having fun with it. Whether or not they're like Dexter over there acting like he's choking up Jason Gray, you know. They was goofing off. They was having a good time. That's the problem with a lot of people. They don't know how to sit back and enjoy themselves and have a good time. It's got, you know, a lot of seriousness. And I'm not about some of that stuff that I see. And we're gonna do what we got to do. We're going to keep it racing. We're going to keep it everything, enjoying other people. Whether they got something going on, we can go to wherever they got. We're going to be going to a car show. We're going to be we're going to be representing. I'm going to give it off to you right now. Tammy and Monster Jones and them are doing a car show. I'm going to tell you right now, we're coming down there and supporting, going on to that. We got something going there. We're actually bringing all the cars down there. Going to hang out and have a good time with them and then come on back. That's our plan. So Saturday, when I'll tell you more about it, because I'm going to show them everybody the ideas, how we're going through. And it's no secret.
Okay.
And, like, already the Long Island guys already know what I said. I know they told me they wanted me to be the leader. And then I said, I refuse to be a leader. I mean, being the head man, because everybody is head. Not just me. Everybody got to say so. So I don't want to turn around and say, I'm the man. I'm telling y'all, we going here. No, if we decide, everybody decide they want to do, we doing it. That's how we do it. There's a difference. You know, no one person is going to be telling. I'm not going to tell you can't go here, go there. We all go together. And
look at your inbox, Joe.
Yeah, I just seen it. I'm definitely going to go check that one out, too. I'll check that out one.
Right.
But that's my whole thing. That's my whole idea is how we do it, how we can have a little fun with it. And like I said, I told everybody last time before we went down the south, Of course, you know the people that I ain't got to say nothing. Certain people just want to make you not have something or mess up something. And like I said, if you don't want to have fun, ain't no need. You ain't got to come with us. We don't want the drama. We keep the drama out. We have to have fun. Drop that drama. We can all have fun and laugh and giggle about it. Go on home and have a good time about it. That's all. It's like we playing, just like y'all all came to my house and we was playing cards. I win your money or you win my money. I ain't going to be mad. We having a good time. See you next time. I'm going to get you. And that's it. So we're going to roll the same way with the cars. That's how we're going to do it. But we're going to take it one step above. They like it. You know, June Harrell, he's going to have his new car out. He'll be driving with his car. You know, he's got two cars. So guess what? He's along with us and everything. So we all together, we have 27 cars that we count in. So we got a nice little posse that we ride with, you know. So it's a good thing. Got everything in almost every class. And look, I'm not even counting. And this is the guy, I'm not counting Racing Jason. I'm not counting Drew. I'm not counting those guys that, you know, that are always there for me or whatever, the ones I sponsor or whatever. I didn't count Extreme. I'm not even counting none of them because they're mine too. They're part of me, they'll tell you. You know, those guys are also going to meet us on certain places that they can go down there, whether it's Weeby, you know, we're supposed to get us together. You know, it's a totally different atmosphere. We got that Uncle Ruckus. He will be. Nikki, he will be with us also. So I'm just saying 27 just from up here. Wow. I'm not talking, you know, the whole Long Island. Then we're going from there. You can add the other cars. So we're going to do a lot more than you can imagine. We're going to have some fun this year. When I say some fun, we're going to have some fun. I ain't got no time for the drama. I don't want to hear the drama. It is what it is. You know, whatever anybody else got on, we ain't worried about what they got going. As long as we had the fun and keep it moving, racing ain't dead. I know I see some people talking about they want to retire because they ain't having no fun. But yeah, I can understand when you ain't having no fun. If you ain't having no fun, guess what? Sometimes you got to change up a little bit to go where the place they is having fun at. How about that? So that's what it is. We're going to roll with it. You know how it is. Ain't nobody above the other one. We all going to have fun. We all equal. Just like I said with the food. I mean, the funny thing was the people that was there, that was down there, the women and stuff that came in there, yo, they wouldn't let me do anything. No, we with you. We nope, don't you touch nothing. They went out and bought the plates, the bread, everything. I'm like, what the heck? I just supplied the meat, food, and everything. I was getting ready to do it. No, we got everything. So that being said, guess what? We done turned around and got even bigger down there. They all want to be with us. Man, when you take time, you come and get the rain date. I got people over there sending me stuff back and forth. What do you need? Just go somewhere. Put something anywhere. So it's funny that they had a good time, we had a good time, and that's what all counts. So I don't care if you didn't even race. They had a great time. But we had a fun, joking time.
Somebody might be trying to get on.
Yeah, I'm just getting ready to pop one guy in right now because I'm really trying to hold out because I wanted Larry McKenzie because, you know, he doesn't have, when he talks, he just don't, you know, hold on too long. But hold on because he's coming in my phone now. Rex is coming on my phone instead of calling. Hold on.
Yeah. So hold on.
Okay, guys. Now I have the lines are so full that he couldn't get on there one of the lines. That's what they just call. So I have to call his phone. I was waiting for him because I wanted him to come in first because, Larry's got to do it. He's got a lot of things going on. So. But let me just make sure I got this mic open because I think this is what I need on here too. Let me see. 252-0305, your mic is open.
You already know. Yeah, you already know. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, King?
How you doing, Jim?
Hey, King.
Yes,
I'm doing
sir.
Pretty good. Can't complain. Do you have Larry McKenzie's number?
Yes, sir, I do.
You mind putting him in on your queue?
I got him, Joe.
Oh, you got him on the phone?
Hold on. I'll give him a call.
Yeah, no, because he's been trying to, they say the lines are full. I wanted to pull him in there so he can be able to talk about his thing. Yeah, and I thank you guys again, Kane. You guys did a great job.
Yes, sir.
Whether it's cooking a wrist, fish, brisket.
Well,
you know,
I feel like that was the least
crew.
I could do. That was the least I could
You're
do.
Great.
I couldn't get a hold of you, so I figured that was the least I could do. You got to see it.
You on, Joe.
Okay. Hey, what's going on, Larry? Hello, Larry.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you live on my show. Larry, I wanted to let everybody know that Larry McKenzie, he got the 12 o'clock community news on, the one I was telling everybody about years ago. The good thing that he got going on, he keeps everybody aware of everything else. He supports everybody. So while I got you on here right now, I want you to talk about the show. So the mic is yours.
Okay, how y'all doing? For all y'all weak behind jokers out there, y'all know who I am. I'm the fastest man on the planet, and you know, so I'm letting y'all know that we got a playground opening up this Friday and Saturday. Now, if y'all think y'all got the balls that y'all claim y'all have, okay? Most of y'all should be bracket cars anyway. We got a big bracket race. We're giving away $10,000, okay? Now raise your hand so I can know how many bracket cars you got there, because all y'all bracket cars. Okay. Anybody got anything to say about that?
Man, you telling us about your show or you want to insult everybody on this show?
How's them insulting y'all, all y'all floor out there? What you talking about?
On this show.
How do you know that? That's what everybody always open their mouth and saying, okay? All right. First of all, you need to shut your mouth. I'm talking now. You need to shut your mouth up and listen to me talk, okay? All right?
Okay.
Listen, I'm talking. You interrupted me. That's rude. That is rude.
You asked if anybody had anything to say about that, and I said something, now you're saying I'm being rude.
You ain't nobody. I said somebody has something to say, you ain't nobody.
Joe, I thought you had a special guest. I thought you found Puff Daddy or somebody to break on the show tonight. Hey, this week, Mama Sam, you brought out here Larry McKinnon. You know what? I'm going on. Go ahead, Larry.
You can't even. You need to go on mute because you can't do nothing with me. You got everything racing, okay? Shut your mouth up. Okay? All right. Now, let me finish discussing to y'all what we got going on this weekend, okay? We got some grudge races going on, so I don't know how many grudge cars y'all got out. This is a place called Coastal Plains. Now, nobody never been on this playground. This is the first time ever a gorge race is going down. Now, the reason why I picked this place is because I had to have a huge stage to bring all these so-called professional racers in one playground. So we got a gorge match going on, and I got a $1,000 bounty on, what's that guy's name? Somebody help me out. He's from New York, Gotham City.
Yeah.
Gotham City. I got a bounty on him.
Brian Meyer, that's his name?
Ain't Brian Meyer. That's Gotham City. Is Brian Meyer, I don't have a bounty on him, but they swear out they fast. You ain't got to worry about them. They run them out. These big tie cars, okay? And then also we have small tie cars going down. This is going down. Huh?
Who was it?
Teach me? This is a big tie car. Do anybody want to take up this? Hey, listen. He do gamble, because that's what we're going to call it. He's a gorge racer. He'd take on anybody, but I'm putting $1,000 on his head on top of whatever pot y'all putting on, okay? All right. Then also I got a $500 bounty on small tire cars, and that's Richard Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Did somebody else have something to say? Somebody else trying to interrupt me?
Kane, you ain't gonna interrupt.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, Larry.
Yeah.
Larry, just stop.
Yeah.
Just stop.
What you want me to stop for? Why should I stop?
Because you need to start your miss. You got a bounty on all these folks here. I'm gonna put a bounty on you.
You gonna put bounty on me?
Yep.
Okay, what kind of bounty you want to put on me?
controversy and Gigantor.
Come on now, come on now. You know you're wrong. You know you're wrong. That's a suicide.
Okay. Okay. Carry on then. Carry on. I'm not gonna leave.
Ain't nobody on here but this guy. Ain't nobody else got nothing to say but this guy. But ain't number two people on here. Joe and this
guy.
Nah,
you got a whole four line on here, Larry. They listening to you right
now. I know you're lying to school because I tried to call in. But why? Yeah. Closed mouth can't get fed. Okay? I'm giving y'all some brain food. Yeah.
Now, Larry, tell everybody what you got, how you got to prep for the track, what you got going on.
Oh, prep for the track. I got Mass Traction coming in and prepping the track. Okay, so if y'all don't know who Mass Traction is, Mass Traction is the one of the best top-notch track preppers out there. So you think it's going to be a game, it's not. We're coming to kill and destroy. I got everything set, everything on board, ready. Okay? So Friday night, we're all steel, all glass. Also, we got a 550 race. Big tie race this Friday night. This Saturday, and it comes in the $10,000 bracket race. Also, we got 40 lock-ins. We got 40 lock-ins for Saturday. Okay, I seem like I'm missing something. What's I'm missing?
Hey, is that world famous chicken gonna be there, dude?
Yes, it will. It will be there. It'd be on the spot.
All right.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you right now, it's worth the mission just going there and get the chicken. Ask Kane. He bet $500. He found out what happened with the bounty.
Let's not revisit it. Do you want a rematch, Kane?
Only if we can have fair judging. Yes, I would love to have that. If we can have fair judging.
Okay. What you call fair?
Random people at the track, not somebody you know or I know, just random. Don't even tell them who it come from, which one. Just put them.
Kane,
like,
you should have known better. You should have known better when you seen that long behind line, people sitting there waiting for chicken. You should have known better.
I think Wickenburg don't even like me, man. We rival at everything. So you don't even like me. Come on. Okay. But Joe, who you got on your show
that's supposed to be so bad, Joe? Who's on here bad?
Well, you got a bounty on Kane over there.
What are you putting a bounty on Kane for?
No, I'm cool.
He ain't gonna run nobody.
If you try to put a bounty on me, you ain't gonna be doing nothing but practicing. That ain't even worth it. Don't even do that. Don't do it.
He ain't gonna race nobody, so he ain't ever gonna pay nothing.
It ain't even worth putting no bounty on me. I ain't fast enough, man. Don't put no bounty on me.
But you
gotta,
open your mouth about me.
On, don't you got a locked-in race?
Listen. Yeah, but listen. Hold on. I got a beat. Hold on.
He always got a beat.
He's gonna
play the punk out.
Oh no. I can't. Not him talking junk. Yeah. Hey, Kenny Ferguson and the whole crew coming down there also. Kenny also coming down, right?
Yes, Kenny Ferguson coming down. I'm driving. I don't know. If I wasn't driving, still wouldn't be doing me no good because my brain don't operate like like they used to no more.
Silverhawk.
Help me out, Silverhawk. Help me out, Silverhawk.
Kenny Ferguson, Smoke.
Yeah. The Bear. Better known as Squeak in there.
Hold on, Squeak.
Squeak gonna be there? Yeah, Squeak gonna be there. Scotty Wells.
P-Wayne.
The Stunner. All my crew. Gigantor. Underdog.
Hey.
Bounty Hunter. Betty Racing.
Come on now, Boogie, run the Stunner.
Hey, Boogie.
He's drawing, he's drawing controversy on you. Why don't you draw the Stunner on him?
Oh, the Stunner going to be running Black Friday. He's not going to run Black Friday.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Bullet Bill is locked in to run Richard Wilson.
Tony Vine.
Yeah, Tony Vine's going to be in there.
Yeah.
Dexter going to be in there with Uncle Ruckus.
Dexter going to be there, better known as Uncle Ruckus.
Well, you got 42 locked in races.
It's going to be more than that. Right now, we got for sure, we got it 40, it's 46 locked in, but that's not even real because we got so many cars in North Carolina coming. We're just going to kill DMV. That's as simple as that. DMV gonna go back. DMV gonna go back with a head down. A long ride back home.
Oh, okay.
Well, y'all up two to nothing now, right? Or is it 1-1?
Well, right now.
Yeah.
I haven't heard. They done paid. They we already two to nothing. Cause I who else? Yeah. So.
Wow. Well, Kenny Ferguson gonna come in there and hurt a couple people. Right
Kenny Ferguson bringing Kenny Ferguson bringing four big tie cars.
Yeah,
Me and Kyle's son is locked in. Then he's bringing
okay.
Brian Merrick car. He's bringing 50 Shades of Grey, and then he's bringing a car called Towing Something. That's his nephew called somebody called.
Comp something.
Yeah.
Comp back.
And on my team, we got 15 North Carolina big tie cars.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And we got a bunch of small tie cars, you know. So right I'm very excited. We got a pretty day. The sun is out. The weather's gonna be Friday is gonna be 70 degrees. Saturday is gonna be 75 degrees. So hey.
Okay.
We racing.
Good show.
Yeah. So
definitely good.
So,
can't ask something better than that.
Joe, I did not know you had a show too.
Huh? Yeah.
I didn't know you had a show.
No, I haven't. I've been having it for a while, you know.
Okay.
What's this here? Oh, hold on 1 second. Does somebody want to come in on this here thing? 862-5642. Your mic's open.
Yo,
so we bring you in. I brought you in. Not much is going on now.
I was getting texted. Get on it. What happened?
Not much. They got
right now.
Larry McKenzie got a show going on this here weekend, Friday and Saturday, and he's looking for. He said anybody else looking for some smoke down there.
Yeah, we're going.
I don't want Larry McKenzie. I'm not going to Larry McKenzie. So we can eliminate all that bullshit, right? But check this out, Joe. Can I do what I want?
Huh?
Can I tell you what I do want?
Yeah, but right now I'm talking. I'm discussing Larry's show, but I'll let you go ahead and say what you want. Go ahead.
Okay. I want Biggie Smalls, Klay Thompson, whatever his name is, right? Hands up for Showtime Coop, April 13th at Hazel County. 1,000 or 10,000, I want Biggie Smalls versus Showtime Coop.
Okay. Well, if he heard it, I'll probably tell Kane to go back. But right now I got Larry McKenzie still going on. I'm making sure he get everything because he's been supporting everybody. I'm gonna make sure
I'm not gonna be at Larry's show.
Okay, but this is what you're talking about.
We heard you say that.
That's enough. All right, so we're going ahead with that. But Kane is on here.
Yeah.
Kane will be letting message for you. We go from there.
Yeah.
Hold on,
hey,
hold
on. Before I got interrupted by that dude to talk about what he wants, like I was saying, we're gonna be at Coastal Plains this weekend, Friday and Saturday, okay? So y'all guys, if y'all got any, if y'all feel like y'all need to try to, need some money, y'all think y'all fast, and to beat the top dogs, we're gonna have over 30 big tie cars on the property. Small tie cars, and we're gonna have over bracket races. If anybody that like bracket races, a $10,000 bracket race going down. So y'all can come down and check us out Friday and Saturday at Coastal Plains. It's in Jacksonville. Okay?
Larry.
Okay,
yeah.
Larry.
Tell them no delay,
Bobby. I gotta talk to one of the guys over here because we're gonna see if we got a couple more cars that might be able to swing down there. If not, you know how I always do. We're gonna make sure we send some money down there, sponsor something, one of the races on top of it.
Okay.
We do it every.
Okay.
Time. I appreciate it. Nah, you know how we do. Hey, you've been good to
me. I know how you do, Joe.
For years. You know, we've been working. A lot of people just don't know how we do, but. Hey, Larry goes way back in Fayetteville days. He'll tell you. I don't care what nobody say. That's why I say. And a lot of times, a lot of people didn't know how, you know, like the younger generation need to take a heed to some of the stuff that we support each other. We don't go up there and hurt nobody. That's all to it. We make sure we look out for one another. And I'm just going to say it straight out like it is. You know, there's some things that we talk about and a lot of people don't know. And whatever you know, if you can support somebody, go for it. If you can send somebody over there, send somebody. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to keep on going, and I'll make sure that it definitely gets to you. We're going to do what we got to do. Because Larry supports everybody. When I tell you everybody, he goes to everybody, whether or not he'll talk about your show on his show for free. So me, myself, you can't ask a better person to do something like that. And doesn't ask to get paid. Takes his time off from his show to let everybody else promote his show. So anytime you can do that, it comes out of your pocket. You know what I mean? And the least you can do is show him some kind of support. A lot of people think that he gets paid or think I get paid for doing this radio show. We take our time off and do it, whether taking off from work and we just give it because we put the entertainment in and having fun with it. You know, so that's what I do. That's why I will support Larry to the end. And, you know, he supports me and I support him. Appreciate everything you do, Larry. A lot of other people do, too. They look, if you haven't been around and you haven't seen anything, hey, hit that 12 o'clock news. It had you laughing away. You got a bad day going on. Go look at the news at 12 o'clock and have a good time. You know, I be eating lunch, man. I don't even say nothing. Sometimes I had the guys over there, they open their phone up now and look up on there. Like, man, what going on? Let's hear it. I'm like, man. I said, what the heck? I said, no, they just talking trash, having fun. It's all about, that's what it's all about. He lets you know everything that's going on, when is the race, what weekend, whatever. You can't ask nothing better than that. And not asking for $1. So when a man does that, you got to support him. So that being said, Larry, you got my support 100% all the time. You know, so I'm anybody that wants to ask Larry some questions, feel free right now?
Well, so
I know a lot of guys
well,
out
well,
there. I appreciate that. Let me open up this mic. 631-7196. Your mic is open. Your mic is open. Yeah, maybe they didn't want to open it.
Hey, Joe. Joe. Hey.
Yo, what's going on now?
Hey, how you doing?
Another month. I hit the
Larry Show every day myself.
Oh, okay. Johnny. Yeah, well, you remember what I told you. The first time I told you to open up and go look at it, listen to it, right?
And I've been on it ever since.
Okay.
Every day I'm on it.
Yeah. No, he got a nice fan base, man. He keeps it good for everybody. So that's why we got to keep him going. Because sometimes without him, people
exactly.
like that, man, you don't know, man. It does a lot for a lot of people that listen to it.
Yeah, so. I love when he get on there and call Avon Ding Dong.
Hey. You know what, Larry is the Martin Lawrence of racing. That's what we call him. He got all kinds of characters. All kinds of characters.
Oh man,
I'm waiting for him to come in there like Otis one day though, like Martin Lawrence one day. That goes.
The wig be getting me.
Yeah, yeah, he come up with some stuff. I remember he put somebody on a cereal box, made a big box. Had him on
a
box like
I saw
a
that
box.
Too. Did he have Mob Town with the damn broom and stuff?
Yeah, he does things. Keep it live and having fun with it. And that's why you don't mind going to something like that.
I have fun doing it. You know, I pick out a character, one of the races, and, you know, I try to imitate them and just give it a good day. That's all. It's all about racing.
Look, you won't be disappointed if you go to Larry's show. I'll tell you straight out like that. You're going to have fun.
You won't be disappointed.
You won't be disappointed. So, if you guys can make it, come on, man, go down there. If one way or another, I got to talk to a couple guys right now because I know they asked me about it. And I said, what time the gates open up on Friday?
The gates open up at 9 o'clock Friday.
Go hot at 11.
Larry, I got to hear you say ding dong again.
Ding dong. Avon. I'll give a ding dong. I'm letting him leave with Gigantor. I'm letting him leave. I think we're coming straight out of trailer, and I'm letting him leave. So.
Y'all the first grudge race down the track. Don't you have a dog gonna be on the mic over there?
Yeah, dog gonna be on the mic. Fred gonna be on the mic. Buddy Blow.
We gotta have a lot
that day because we're gonna have a lot going on. I'm telling you, it's nothing like when you do an announcement. People think that's easy. That's the hardest job, announcing. That's not an easy job. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So that being said, y'all, just get ready. What I do is I'm gonna catch that Dexter and he'll go right to you. All right. He'll see you on that.
Okay. All right. That'll work.
Make sure that goes up, gets you down there. All right. Oh, hold on. I see a 301 number coming here, too.
Okay.
Let me just make sure I open this one up. 301-4533. Your mic is open.
Watch your mouth, Larry.
Hold on.
Watch your mouth, Larry.
Ding dong. Is that ding dong?
G-body to G-body is going to tear you up. Those streetcars going to gap your ass.
How you gonna get me? You already gonna be in front. How's that gonna work? I'm going around you. I told you.
I'm going around you. You gonna see?
At the 3:30 race is over with. Okay, I'm telling you.
Listen. You might as well just shut. You might as well just. As soon as I leave, if he ain't catch me by then, you might as well just turn it off.
The only thing I hate about this race, that I'm not driving. That's the only thing I hate about
this
race.
Me too, because I wanted to kick your ass.
That's not going to happen. Now, how the world, I done told y'all, my 60-foot is an 066. My 330 is a 2.6.
Hey Joe. His math ain't mathing.
Damn, he said an 066. I had to think about that. He said 106. He said 066.
088. I might have said it wrong. 0.088. That's my 60-foot. 0.88. Okay. All right.
0.108.
So you crazy. Do I need to show y'all my slip?
Nobody wanna see that slow ass slip.
Do I need to post my slip on Joe Page? Do I?
Nope.
Nah,
you posted. Hey, Joe. He posted. If he posted, he gonna pay me.
If he posted, I got to sit out for a year. Yeah. Thanks for reminding me, Ding Dong.
I told you. I won't kick your butt. I won't kick your ass. Don't post that slip. Don't slip up and post it. I'm gonna tell you that now. I'm driving all the way down there just for you.
And I appreciate you coming down and seeing me, sir. Okay.
Don't y'all got a little side bet?
I can't bet. I think I can do now.
I told y'all supposed to wear something.
We got a little pot going on.
That's him and Kenny Ferguson.
Me and Cal.
Kenny Ferguson.
Oh.
Yeah.
Me and Kenny Ferguson. Yeah. While I run a set.
What y'all
beat
a
son one time?
What y'all got to do?
Somebody got to wear a skirt.
Somebody wear a skirt.
Yeah.
Lord no.
For the rest of the
day. Whole day.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, Kyle gonna be looking funny walking around it with Kirk. I would beat his butt one time, so now I gotta go get him again.
Hey, Joe, I'm gonna kill two North Carolinas and then be looking for more.
Who else you got?
Okay.
Who else you got, Ding Dong?
Kane. And
Kane.
His truck.
Oh, my God. Did Kane lock you in or you lock Kane in? What's your high hat? Who locked who in? I know Kane didn't lock you in, did he?
He locked me in. He locked me in on your show. He said he's sick of me.
Okay. Well, I know if you lock Kane in, you said Kane got locked in. I ain't going to be worried about you because you is really slow.
Hey, but guess what? You slower than me.
No, sir. You can't run 3.88. I run 3.88, man. What you talking about? I run 3.88. Man, leave me alone.
Hey, a paralyst can say anything. If you ain't catch me when I let that button go, you might as well shut it off. I promise you that.
You got a button in there, too? I thought you just mashed yours so cool ago.
I don't know what I got in there. But, Joe, I'm going to sit back. I'm going to enjoy the show, man. I ain't come on here. I just came on here to get Larry to tell him watch his mouth.
Okay.
I'm not worried about you. I'm not worried about you or nobody on Joe's show. That's the way I feel about it.
Hey Joe. So you mean tell me he gonna have to he gonna get the first ass whipping of the day?
Hmm. Well, that's a long day.
We're gonna find out. You're gonna be walking around there. You're gonna be around there. You're gonna be yelling big because you know when people get mad, they eat and eat and eat. That's all you're gonna be doing. You don't want to race them up. You're gonna go to every food truck they eat around there.
Oh boy.
Oh,
all right, I'm back on beat, man. Y'all tell Larry, I see you in a couple of days.
There you go.
All right, fellas.
I'm coming. Okay. I'm just going to sit back and listen to y'all guys now. Give me something to eat right quick, and I'll listen to y'all. Go ahead and listen to y'all, okay? Now, I appreciate you bringing me on.
Okay.
Appreciate you bringing me on the show.
Larry
and
I'll make sure.
Yeah. And if anybody got a slick mouth, if anybody come over with a slick mouth now, I'll take care of them for you, okay?
All right. No problem. Right. You got it.
All right.
Thank you. All right. Live McKenzie this weekend. So anybody that's headed down to that show, come on down there and show support, man, because he shows everybody else support. Comes to everybody races. He talks about everybody races. Also, to let everybody know, if you can't make it down, Dion's race is also at Bud Creek. And show some support to that grudge race also. So if you can't make any further, you can go there. But hold on one second. I just saw a number pop up. It just seemed to just hit me. That was you, Jeff Rogers. You can't hit the one button again. I think you just hit it. I thought I seen it. Let me just make sure. Oh, yeah. 443-4219. Your mic is open.
Why are you bringing Jeff Rogers' weak ass on? I'm going to say that and go back on mute.
Hey, Jeff. He was on here. Jeff Rogers. He must have hit the mute button. He don't even know he talks. Unmute yourself, Jeff. 443-4219. Your mic is open. I don't know. He did something wrong. I ain't clicked out. You done scared the man off here, man? How you do that? How you do that, Larry? Yeah. I tell you guys.
Y'all don't know Jeff Rogers like I do. Jeff Rogers is weak. Jeff Rogers is weak, okay? I mean, y'all know he's slow. He think he's fast. I only like Jeff Rogers. And tell him I said it. Tell him y'all heard it from me.
For some reason, I hope he can get back in here because he dropped off. So I'm gonna see what he got to say. Oh, man. Which car you going to try to run if you bring it? 650. Larry, which car you going to try to run?
Which car what?
Which car is slow to you? Which one you talking about slow that he got?
Both of them. Both of his cars slow. The Mustang he got and the other car. We got someone thing to kill Jeff Rogers. Jeff Rogers will not come down our way. Jeff Rogers.
Hey, Joe.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to step on no toes. But what I'm saying is, this Saturday at 11 o'clock, Dion Kennedy is having a grudge race at MIR for all you people that can't make it down to Coastal Plains. Please come to MIR and support your local guy, Kennedy, Dion Kennedy. Hell with them hillbillies down north, south. We don't need them hillbillies. Them somebody stay down there, we'll stay up here. That's all I got to say. No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, Dion's having a race. Dion's had a race. If y'all can't make it, go to Dion Kennedy, man. God damn. these two races should have never been booked on top of each other. But that being said, Gigantic got the slowest big block in the country, period.
Well, I don't know who running their mouth over there because y'all know who he is. I don't know who he is. But what kind of car he got?
I got a blue one.
Explain that to me.
A blue
huh?
one. I got two blue ones.
Who is this? Is this Jeff Roger?
This your worst nightmare.
Yeah, that's Jeff Roger.
Answer the question. Jeff Roger. Listen.
Yes,
listen,
sir.
Jeff Roger, okay?
As far as you know,
the blue one and the blue one, both of them can get some when we meet up, okay? Okay, I'll bring a cool rookie when I come, okay?
What are you going to bring?
I said, I can bring the car with me to beat both of your blue ones. I know I can't beat you, but I ain't the slowest one in the world. I ain't the slowest big tie car in the world. I'm going to beat Kenny Ferguson, son, and I beat Wickenburg last year, okay? So what does that make him? Slower than me.
You didn't say Wickenburg. No way you said Wickenburg.
I said Kenny Ferguson's son and Wickenburg at the same day at the same place. Okay?
How that happened?
What's that happen? I got a fast car. I let that button go. Ain't no love. Man, come on.
Ah, damn. You Avon gonna whip you? Now what the hell? You gonna let a street car
okay,
whip you?
Okay, bet with Avon then. You bet with Avon.
All right, Avon, I'm gonna catch up with you tomorrow. I'm gonna give you $1,000. Bet on it.
All right,
well, that's what you do. He ain't gonna bring you that back. He ain't gonna bring you that back.
Only way he ain't gonna bring it back. Is if he steals it. The only way you ain't going to bring it back is if he steals it.
I am going to steal it right here. I'm going to steal it right for the tree. I'm going to steal it right for the tree. Call the cops.
The only way I'm going to bring it back because he ain't going to bet it.
Yeah. He ain't going to bet it.
Man. Avon.
I got a crew with me, Avon.
Okay, what you got?
Avon, that's the tallest sissy in North Carolina.
I might be a sissy. I ain't taking on no new men, okay? All right,
no new men. All right, I got you. Damn. Hey, how tall are you, Larry? Six-six?
I'm 6'6".
Ah, damn, that's a big tall son, bugger.
Well,
who's driving the car?
You know what?
Who's driving the car, Larry?
Detroit gonna be driving.
Okay. Larry, look, I swear I would come down there. I would come down there, but I can't pass my buddy up, Dion. We buddies. It'd be like
I know you would, Jeff.
You can't come. I got you. But I'm gonna come.
Jeff,
see
you
later. We're gonna get together.
I know you done been to Rico. We know one another. We just me and Jeff are just picking. He can't listen.
I can't beat him. I can't beat Gigantor. I know I can't beat Gigantor.
You could beat Gigantor.
No,
you
can't
beat. I'm trying to think of the car. I'm trying to think of our car. I can't think of his name. What's Logan Carr's car name?
God, oh, that piece of shit.
The red Mustang.
That's a piece of
you
shit.
You ain't gonna mess with that car, Jeff Roger. Okay. All right. Leave it alone.
Hey, get Buddy Blow on the phone. He paid Punk out money down in Fayetteville. That somebody won't race nobody.
Who?
He the tall. Hey, look. He the tallest. You the tallest sissy. He the shortest sissy. That short little motherfucker ain't race nobody.
Where did he pay some Punk out?
Down in Fayetteville. Get Buddy Blow on the phone.
Yeah, Roger.
He was scared of the track. His car ain't safe. I said, man, any 470 car going down this track. What the hell are you talking about your car ain't safe to go down this track?
That's your whole problem. You've been hanging around Buddy Blow too long. That's your whole problem right there.
This is Buddy Blow paid half his Punk out. But yeah, all these people up in DMV, if you can't make it down there, make it to Deion Kennedy's race. 10:30, 11 o'clock, gates were open, going hot. You're going to see Cassius Clay, and they're to play. Anyhow, let's go back to Larry McKenzie. Listen, Larry, when's your next race down at Wentz?
My next race is May 4th. We're gonna be at the Hollowallas. We're gonna be down there where them Indians at. Go down there running them over.
What's that? A Red Spring? What's it called?
Thunder Valley.
Hey, let me tell you what happened down there. I've been to Thunder Valley. Hey, look, I was at Thunder Valley too. I was supposed to race Dobbs. And ask Buddy Blow. Call Buddy Blow again. Dobbs got scared and paid me punk out money.
You need to stop now. You know you lying now. You say Dobbs got paid punk out.
Get Buddy Blow on the phone.
No, man, stop it.
All they do is pay me punk out. I went to Hercules pay me punk out money.
Hold on. What happened when you went to Rico? That track too small. I can't get on that track.
Right, that track little. I went down it. That track was so little I couldn't get to. I had it back up three times and turn off the return road. I said, what the hell? These hillbillies doing?
But it's longer and everything now.
Yeah,
don't worry.
I'm coming down
there.
I'm coming to your home track. And I'd rather whip you at your own backyard instead of out in the middle of the street. I'd rather beat you at your own goddamn yard.
You know what? You ain't nothing but a DMV hero. We're going to bust you in the head.
No,
why?
I ain't no hero. I ain't no hero, but goddamn North Carolina 4-0s. Man, go. I'm telling you. There's one fast car that I can't seem to get a hold of, man. That goddamn black nasty, I can't whip him for nothing. I want the Outer Banks to run Buddy Blow. Not Buddy Blow, I'm sorry. What's his name? Al Boogie. And he flew in them boys from goddamn Florida. What was the name? The Fallen Son? Big Country. He flew them in. And they was there tuning on his car, and they told him flat out, you cannot whip that Jeff Rogers. You might put this motherfucker in the trailer. So what'd he do? He put it in the trailer, paid me punk out money. That's what y'all do down there. Y'all do the Hercules,
there you go, pay me
punk out money. Dobbs, pay me punk out money. I'm getting tired of going down there and getting paid punk out money.
You know what, Jeff Rogers? You make the guys on the show think you all that. I already know you sitting there just running your mouth. Somebody paid you no punk out money.
But call him up, man. Get Buddy Blow on the phone.
And I know especially Dobbs ain't faking. You couldn't beat no Dobbs.
That motherfucker paid me punk out money. He had that Corvette.
Huh?
The Corvette.
Yeah, down at where are you going next? What is it called? Where the Indians are.
Red Spring, Thunder Valley.
Thunder Valley.
Is that the Strawberry Festival?
Yeah, that's going to be at Thunder Valley Strawberry Festival.
Hey, Joe, we pulled in with that old fucking 2004 dually with a stick shift and a 30-foot trailer. This motherfucker pulled in with a rig. He pulled in with an extra goddamn motorhome. It had fucking tables set out, cookouts, and women all running around carrying on. I'm like, God damn, I'm not scared, but I'm a little concerned here. What the fuck we get ourselves into? And I cut that motherfucking Mustang down through there. That motherfucker come back to Jeff. He said, come in my trailer. I said, come in your trailer. What are we going to do, try to rob me? He said, no, come in here. He said, look, man, I don't want you to embarrass me in front of all my people. So don't say a whole lot, but let me pay you the punk out money. I said, okay, pay me, motherfucker. I'll get out of here. Got a long ride.
Or you do. How long did it take you to come up with that damn story? How long? You been fresh for a long time. That damn
You can't make that shit up. I'm telling you.
No, you can't, but you can.
I'm telling you, man. I ain't no professional bullshit. I'm going to tell you the truth.
And I don't like the way what you said to me the other night. What'd you say?
What's that?
What did you say
the other night?
Yeah.
The other night. When I talk to you,
you might be on the bus or somewhere. You said, fuck Larry McKenzie. Didn't you say that?
That's what I said.
No words right there got you. Don't get your ass tore up. Watch. All right?
You better hire some help. As long as you get some hired help in there.
I think I said that, Joe.
Fuck Larry McKenzie.
I was on the bus when you said it.
I must have met
you. I was on the bus when you said that.
I started busting windshield out of that damn bus when you said that, but I couldn't get to it. Let me get you, Jeff Rogers. Let me get your ass. You're a weird man. Watch.
All right.
Your next show, Kane was on there.
Yeah, that Kane, that's another bullshit.
Motherfucker,
oh, that's how much bullshit, Joe, more than anybody you know. Is he on here now? He think that goddamn Al Boogie Superman or some kind of goddamn Messiah or something. Oh, what the fuck?
Jeff Rogers, ain't Wicked Bird got one of your cars pulling your in his trailer pulling it?
Nah, he ain't got my car.
Yeah, I say he got some car.
But Larry,
he pulling your car.
But Larry,
huh?
if you get my number after the show, I'll sell you a real nice car, cheap. And that motherfucker fast thing in North Carolina.
Nigga, I ain't got no money, man. I'm too old to race. I'm gonna keep my car out and do what I do.
You want some? Okay, thanks.
Well, I'm gonna listen to y'all talk junk because I know y'all want to hear me smacking. My old lady's gonna cook me some food. This guy from work. Something Jeff Fowler don't do. He don't work with his big head.
Hey, look. That wife of yours must be a good woman put up with your shit.
I know she a good woman.
Last time you motherfucker running around the shop wearing wigs and weightlifting outfits and shit, I said, man, she must be a good woman. Hey, Joe, you see that woman? He lifting donuts and he ate the donut. That motherfucker ain't lifting weights like Fred Wheaton. That motherfucker. And then he ate the donut. I said, God, damn.
Oh, man.
Well, I bet you was back there
yeah,
crying last week.
Huh?
Oh, man. Sheesh.
Well.
Boy. Yeah. We gonna have to take a ride. We gotta take a ride down there, Jeff.
Yeah.
We'll have to
what
take
you
a
say,
ride
May the 4th? May the 4th?
May the 4th. Yeah.
May the 4th.
I'm coming. Yeah. Make sure, Joe. Meet me here halfway. Get in the truck with the winning team and ride on down there. Knock him off. All
right.
Come on, winning
team. We come on down there.
Yeah. Split the wig.
It's called Strawberry
Hey, last
fest.
Time, hey,
it's
hey, Joe,
fest, yeah.
Is this race at Rico? Hey, this race at, hey, Larry, is this race at Rico, you said?
Which race?
May the
4th. Strawberry Festival.
No. It's at over at the Hollow Waters.
Oh, okay. So last time we were at Rico,
it's going to be at Thunder Valley.
They got some good goddamn chicken down at Rico, though. I know that. That fried chicken is on point.
Oh, we're going to have it down there Saturday.
Yeah, that's my sister cooking it.
Yeah.
So,
you know what, y'all? I'm going to tell you what. They went in the back of my head, and I still know that slow-ass Jeff Rogers. Damn, ain't that something. They could have took that name out of my head.
That motherfucker is drained in his skull. You can't get that out of it. And once I flip your hands over, you'll never forget it. You wake up in cold sweat.
I can't run you, Jeff. You're gonna run. I told you. What is? I'm still trying to think of what's called car. Name his car.
Big tire, or little tire.
Big tire. We're talking about Logan. What's the name of Logan's
car?
Freak
show. What's the name
Freak
of that car?
Freak show. Yeah, freak show.
I thought it said the slow show, but you say it's a freak show. Motherfucker. Joe, you know what car it is, Joe?
So Jeff, we're gonna cruise on out there on May 4th. I won't make sure I mark it on the calendar then if that's the case.
Yeah, mark it on the calendar. Okay. I'm gonna go ahead and get this executioner ready for the freak show. I'm gonna get it ready for it. I gotta put the transmission back in, that's it. But I'm gonna go ahead. If you wanna do it May the 4th, we'll do it. My car likes that damn.
Okay, I'll do it. Yeah, let's go on out there.
Yeah, let's go get these boys. We'll knock the dicks in the dirt. Get a couple of them.
No, don't come. Don't come out and get your feelings hurt. Okay?
You like to cry.
You cry all the way back, Dewey.
I ain't got no feelings.
You're going to cry all the way back. Yep.
Now, I can take it both ways. I done won them and lost them, so it really don't matter. It's just
Joe,
good time.
I mean, not Joe. Who have you beat, man? You keep running your mouth. Who have you beat? That's what I want to know.
Nobody.
Name somebody you beat. Don't talk about that dumb high small tire car. Please don't.
All right. I ain't talking about nothing else. The year just started, so I'm going to come out strong. I'm going to be watching.
Look, I got a book, and every day I'm going to talk about all these so-called fast cars they got. You're going to be the main one I'm talking about, Jeff Roger. Look how Jeff Roger got it. Just like they came under and you talked about Mike. What was his name? Mike Dent. What he going to do? Look at him. He couldn't even get out the water box. Mike Dent's going to do this. Mike Dent's going to do that. What'd he do? Just like you run your mouth. Ain't done nothing. But me? Me? I'm right there.
Hey, but you said you beat Rickenberg. You put that on your resume. God damn.
Well, no. I put it on my resume because y'all keep talking about I'm strong. Okay? Now, if Cal Ferguson, I beat him, and I beat Rickenberg, so guess what? They're under me.
Okay, you're the third floor. You ain't the slower, you're the third floor. Yes, you're the least. All right, I'm sorry.
But, Jeff, who you beat?
I ran them
probably 6 months ago. Who you beat in the last 6 months? Tell me who you beat.
I'll tell you.
Really?
It's been snowing up there. Motherfucker, we ain't had
no I don't care. Okay, then shut your mouth up and don't talk about me if you ain't beat nobody.
I'm sorry, Larry. I won't talk about you no more, you slow motherfucker. I'm sorry.
That's why I can stand up. I can stand up. I can talk shit because I'm racing Saturday.
Yeah, I'm racing Saturday.
Oh, you hit well. Who you race? Who you about in the run? Look at that.
When you slow like that, you can race all day long.
You still don't get it, y'all just don't get it. I'm racing. People gonna bet on me. I got two sides gonna bet. I got a win side gonna bet on me, and I got my haters gonna bet on me. They ready for me to race. Who you gonna race? They got their money hanging out the window.
What? Are you going to Cecil County on the
30th? Yes, I am going to Cecil County. I told you, Rachel, I'm going to be everywhere.
Okay, how about we lock in my small tire car against your big tire car?
I'm already locked in to run two races up there.
Two? I got three.
Wait, I'm racing, though. I'm racing.
Huh?
I'm racing.
Yeah, but
I'm racing.
But look what you're racing. You're racing the C-League. You need to get to the top.
I'm racing who?
You can't take.
I'm racing who?
You got a big tire car with a big block. I got a small tire car with a small block. We'll run heads up.
Listen. Don't pick on me. That car's too fast for me. Your car too fast.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I decline. Cause she don't understand. What y'all white folks say? How y'all say no?
I understand though. I understood it. That means no. That means you're scared. I got it. Just say scared. That's all.
It don't mean I'm scared. Ain't no damn fool. That's what it says. That's what it called for. Larry,
I think you're smarter now than you was before you had your problem. I think the doctor helped you out. You're a little bit smarter now. Yeah, I think. Motherfucker thought he was going to be a little slow. This motherfucker's quicker than he's ever been. That's a tough man, Larry. A tough man, man. Was out a week later talking shit. Lord have mercy. All right, Larry. I'm done with you, Larry. I'm done with you. I'm sorry. But tell Logan
May the 4th, I'll scalp him like Indian down there. We'll scalp that motherfucker right there at the track.
Hey, we're gonna start that up next, okay?
Make sure you bet on him now. You got to bet on him. That's
Okay. That's you, Mr. Rogers.
All right,
I even call you Mr. this time. Okay.
Oh, you making fun of me. Mr. Roger Neighbor, you trying to make fun of me. That's
right. I'm going to listen to y'all now. I'm going to try to go here, and I'm going to listen to y'all talk to somebody else, okay? Hey, Still on? What do you say? I was asking, was Sibon still on here?
I'm sure he is.
Okay. Joe?
He's driving somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
Joe, you make sure you somebody help on the show tell Mr. Jeff Roger that who I am and what do I do for a living. Beat on people like him, okay? That's what I do.
All right. You got it, nice.
Good luck with your race.
Look, that motherfucker's name is Larry McKenzie, not Larry Holmes. He's Larry McKenzie.
Mm-hmm.
Larry Holmes is a bad, bad man.
Oh, God. Hey,
guys, I'm getting ready to close it down now. I got 90 seconds. Got to run out. So any last words for anybody that want to be on here?
I got the mic open.
Yeah, I got one last thing to say, Joe.
Uh-huh.
Fuck Larry McKenzie. Motherfucker.
Damn, 60 seconds to go before I cut off.
May the 4th, Joe. Make sure we remind me.
Yeah, I definitely will.
I'll make it happen. May 4th. Yeah, we'll get down there and have a good time.
Yeah, we'll go down there. Go ahead. I don't mind taking that ride. I don't mind having fun,
yeah.
So I don't mind going. Something like that.
Nah, we're gonna have a good time.
We got a couple cars.
You get in the truck with us, Joe. Look, we're halfway there. So if you stop here and get in the truck with us, we'll ride down there, drink some beer, smoke some pot, have a good time. I can see you high now. I can see Joe Gray high. Lord have mercy.
Nah, I can't. Listen, you remember the guy that fell out at the track Thursday?
Yeah, is that what it was? He was smoking that shit?
He messed around hanging out with a young girl.
Joe, here's the prop.
And they gave him some smoke. That shit.
Is that what had you fucked up?
What are you, 70? I think he's like 78 years old. Man, took a fell out.
Here's the problem. On May the 4th, we go down that track, right? Can you hear me?
Yep. Yeah, I can hear you.
Them motherfuckers smoke so much pot down at that racetrack, you're going to walk around high. You've been down there before. Them Indians smoke that shit,
yeah,
boy.
I had to be by the starting line. I couldn't be anywhere else because it was too much.
Oh, yeah. You can go to pit 30, man.
You can look at the clouds. Like a cloud over here, like a haze. Hey,
yeah.
We'll be down there. Yeah. Just make sure the first thing you got to remember, go get a college wrap sandwich. You know that, right?
What kind?
You ever heard of that? It's called a college wrap. No bullshit. It's wrapped up with collard greens, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cornbread.
Mm.
I think it's with bacon and lima beans.
Lima bean.
All in one thing like a wrap. No lie. It sounds messy and everything else. I didn't want to eat it. But when I tasted it, I was like, wow. You got to try it. You got to try it. I would not believe it. I was like, no way this tastes like that. It was good. It was good. I got to give them guys credit. That's something I do like. We'll get down there early. We'll go to Fuller before we go to the track. Then we'll go there.
Of course, at a restaurant?
Definitely do that. That's that restaurant down there called Fuller's. It's good.
Right.
All you can eat buffet. Anything you want, they got. Anything. Anything. Well, I tell you, hog maws and all.
Hog maws?
Hog maws. I'm not lying. I swear they had everything. You name it, they had chitlins. I'm like, yo, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe the stuff they had in there. All you can eat. Whatever you name.
I eat chicken gizzards and shit. I don't know if I can eat no hog maws. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, they had those there too. They had them there.
Oh,
too.
I tear me some goddamn chicken gizzards up.
They got plenty of that, man. Chicken hearts, everything.
It's just like you, Roger. Full of shit. That's what it is.
Right. You eat that stuff? You eat that stuff, Larry?
I'm black, Larry. That's what black people eat.
That ain't even, not all of them. Come on, Larry.
Name one black person, no.
Joe said he don't eat them.
I eat them.
Joe said he don't eat them. I don't know if I believe him or not.
No, you must have been North Carolina. A lot of times you know about pork.
I eat pork, but I'm just saying. Joe Gray said he don't eat a lot of things. He said he don't even eat pussy. You believe that? You think he eat pussy?
Hey, Jeff, hold on, Larry, that man over there, you know what Jeff's middle name is, right?
No.
Salad.
Huh? Oh, Lord.
Toss salad.
What's his middle name? Salad.
His middle name is Salad. You know, like you salad, a toss salad.
Oh, salad. Oh, no.
He to toss the salad all the time.
You've been tossing the salad, is he, though? Yeah.
You know I ain't going to do that.
Look,
you know damn well.
Hold on. I'm going to tell you exactly what he told me. He told me you get a bunch of pennies together and you roll them around in your mouth. That's what tastes like copper. That's what you told me. You told me that.
You told me that. The first time I met you, you told me, try these collard greens. I said, how you cook them? He said, just like when I saw salad, that's what they taste like. I said, well, I don't know if I don't eat them or not. That's why you always cook the collard greens. You think it's a salad.
You told me that. You told me you have a bunch of pennies rolling around your mouth. That's what it tastes like.
Shit.
I said, what the hell?
Copper?
Yeah. Hold on.
Who
was
on his phone?
Hold on, Jeff. I remember the first time.
Who was on his phone?
I was cooking fish down here the first time. Y'all didn't even eat fish. Am I right or wrong?
No. No, I just started eating fish when I met you. I didn't eat that shit.
Yep. I couldn't believe it. They didn't eat fish before.
I didn't like it. Now I eat the shit out of it. Okay. That don't mean I eat that other thing. I don't eat nothing else. You eat that other thing.
They say when you get weak in the hips, you get strong in the lips. So I know you had just have a hip replacement the other day, didn't you?
No. You can't be doing that nasty shit. No, sir.
Yeah, what you just say? You couldn't get up last time. Am I right? The leg was weak or something? What was hurt? Your hip? They say you were like an old broke-down German Shepherd.
My whole body was hurting.
That's what I'm saying.
My girl got a girl young, man. I'm old. She too young for me. I'm too old.
Okay.
I got about a half hour. You got to get off. Leave me the fuck alone. I'm done, man. God damn. I got about a half hour of loving and about 10 minutes, about 5 minutes of fighting. That's it. I'm done. You got me. Either way, I'm done. The only thing they can't beat me at is I got the fastest motherfucking cars in the country. Big tire, small tire.
Okay.
Right.
Tear the meat off.
What the hell is that car's name that Logan drives? He got his oh, what do you say it was? Showtime. What do you call it?
Freak show. Freak show. And then you had to end the show telling the hot lie like that. You got two of the fans in the car.
Man, it's a freak show. Ain't nothing Carolina fan. The whole
you about to make me, stop back cussing, Jeff Rogers. You about to make me stop back cussing, tell them hot ass lies.
Listen. What happens when, like Joe, when you retire from up here north, you know, New York, Maryland, Delaware, you know, up this way, you go down south and retire because everything slows down. Everything is slower down south. Everything they just slow down. The cars do the same shit. Yeah, that's why everybody goes to Carolina, goes to Florida. They all vacation down there, and they move down there when they retire. Because the pace is slow down there. Nice and slow. I like the slow pace. But them goddamn cars they got so goddamn slow. I don't know how they race
them. Okay.
Jeff Rogers, who have you beat in North Carolina? Answer that question.
Nope. I can't get anybody racing out of North Carolina. North Carolina slow. South Carolina slow. They're all slow.
It's a good thing you got somewhere to go. It's a good thing you got to go to a what's called show. What's the name show Saturday? Dion.
Dion Kennedy. Say it real loud. Say it real loud. Dion Kennedy show.
Dion Kennedy. I announce this show on my show all the time. I announce everybody's show.
Oh, you the man.
I'm not shame my game. But guess what?
No, you the man.
You better be glad. You better be glad you somewhere.
I don't know. That's too much. No, I'm just kidding. I like South Carolina. You all do a lot of racing down there.
I ain't from no South Carolina. I'm from North Carolina.
Well, same difference. What the hell is different? A line in the street, a river cross or something. But anyhow,
you can't beat nobody in South Carolina now. You can't beat nobody in South Carolina. Shut your mouth.
No, I can't.
Shut your mouth now. I'm going back on mute.
Okay, I can't. How many racetracks y'all got down that way? They must got 50 racetracks, Joe. We got, what, 4 racetracks in the whole goddamn DMV? They motherfuckers got 55 racetracks.
We don't even have a racetrack in New York.
You got Cecil County.
You're going on the street. That's all we got.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
These guys got
3.5 hours to get there. What's close to that, or... If one in Pennsylvania. What's it called?
Island. Jersey Island
Dragway.
Island Dragway is the closest track to us is right now. Island Dragway is the closest thing.
How long does it take to get there?
Yeah.
About 2 hours.
Well, see around here, Joe.
About it.
The tracks are going to open a couple of days a week, and you got curfews. Them fuckers down in Carolina race every day. Tracks open all night.
Yeah,
then no
some places don't. Yeah, some places don't even have a curfew.
Hello, we got to close at 11 o'clock, can't make noise, and can't start your car until 12 in the morning. Them guys in there testing, and going up down the track. We got to wait till the goddamn middle of May to get a good racetrack.
Man, I remember one time Dexter had this show, and I was out there on a Friday night, and it was 4:30 in the morning. We were headed to the room, and they were still racing. When I saw Willie McKinnon and them, they had stopped something like 6:30 in the morning. I said, man, I couldn't believe that. There was no curfew over there. That was crazy.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. You can sit around and have a curfew
over there.
Oh, dude.
I think they got a curfew over there now, though, because houses started to get built around there. Before, there was no houses, so they could do whatever they wanted to.
You can lay around the house 11, 12 o'clock at night and decide you want to go to the racetrack and go get the car and go to the racetrack 11 o'clock at night. Motherfuckers be racing until daylight.
Hey, you know what? Back in the days, the guy, Brewers, if you had a race, you can wake the man up. He open up the track for you and make you guys race. That was no lie. Wake that man up. He turn around and had the track open. You pay him. He turn open it up. Let's go. Let's get it busy. That was crazy. Now, you know, that's what you call something down. And they that's what they do got over us. I mean, everybody already been racing. We haven't been doing anything up here. So, I mean, it's not hard to go out there. Those guys been going all year round. So it's a big difference. Big difference. But, I figure that we'll get everything all situated. But I'm just going to close it out because I got to run. But good luck on to all your shows. Hope you have a good, successful one, Larry. I hope you have a successful one, Dion. Everybody can have a good time, have a safe trip. And I guess you can't go through that bridge. Well, the bridge is done over there, so you don't go that way. What is it? Since they wrecked
that's
the bridge,
right,
the bridge went down. So
I cross that motherfucker every day. I can't cross it no more.
No.
Crazy.
I can't believe that one damn ship knocked the whole goddamn bridge down. Unbelievable. That's what looked like me May the 4th coming through goddamn Carolina. We're going to hit one, knock the whole motherfucking bridge down, one car. The whole place.
You sure ain't got no black in him? You sure ain't got no black in him? You can hang around black.
From the waist down. I got black from the waist down.
Jeff Rock, you're a good guy, man. I'm going to have to tell you, man. When I first met you, you know, you're the same person always, every time, and I enjoy your energy.
Nah,
that
I have a good
time. Done,
you still going to fuck me up,
Joe? Yeah, I'm going to have a good time. Freak show will be on top of you. Watch.
Hey, Joe, he might be tossing salad and call himself the freak show. God, he's a freaky shit. <Joe.
laughs> Joe, I appreciate
Larry,
you bringing me on. Don't stop. Yeah.
Well, Larry, after your show's over next week and you get settled in, you get a hold of Joe, see if the freak show really going to lock in for May the 4th. That way you get my juices flowing. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I got to get the transmission.
I'll make sure. Okay.
And tell him
make
sure he don't pay the punk at this time.
Okay. What you want to lock in? What you want to lock in, sir?
Whatever he wants to do.
What do you want to do? Okay.
Whatever he does,
he's kind of cocky now, so he's kind of cocky.
That's fine. But the thing of it is, we're going to lock in $1,000 on whatever. That way, at least I get $1,000 for riding down there, eat your chicken wings.
$1,000 or whatever. Gotcha. All right. Okay, gotcha. All right.
Okay.
So, I appreciate you bringing me on, Joe, okay?
No problem. Anytime, Larry. You know how we do it. I appreciate you.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to say good night and God bless you.
All right.
Take care.
I'll
now.
See you later.